With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all having an amazing day. Now today I've got for you three fantastic I don't work here lady stories. Let's get right into the first one. But quickly, if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel. What are you doing? It's completely free and you can always unsub later. Do it. My eyes are okay, lady, but you might need an appointment with your eye doctor. So this happened earlier today at a Target-like store in India. Now for the record, store workers wear black polos with orange collars, and the name of the store embroidered in the same orange, black pants and orange masks. Now I went there today to get supplies, wearing a bright yellow floral blouse, a blue floral face mask and blue ripped jeans. As I'm carefully trying to take my cart to the checkout counter, a lady zips across me and cuts me in line. Now, because of her speed in cutting across from me, I didn't see her and my cart hit her accidentally. I immediately apologize because my cart hit her, so I'm sorry even if it wasn't actually my fault because you were cutting in line. But this lady starts yelling at me. Are you effing blind?
I'm sorry, mom, but you came in front of me.
Watch where you're going. I don't know where these people come from. Who the F hired you? I expect to see the manager.
Mom, I'm a customer just like you. I don't work here. Furthermore, I'd recommend not dashing across crowded stores if you don't want someone to hit you.
You uncouth swine.
At this point, I put my headphones on and walked over to another counter. And the lady starts complaining, still screaming to her cashier.
Do you have no protocol as to how you hire people? I demand to see a manager.
The cashier said, Mom, she's not an employee and you did cut in line.
I've had it with you people. I need a discount for your rude behavior and I demand to see a manager.
By this point, my cashier has already called for a manager and has finished processing my items. The manager comes, unbeknownst to us. Now she's seen the entire incident. She walks over to me first and says, look, I'm sorry, mom. On behalf of the store, you get 10% off on your total order, and motions to my cashier to process the discount. The manager then heads over to the rude lady.
Your effing employees are not only blind, but also rude.
Sorry, mom, but the mom in the yellow is not an employee, but a customer. As you can see, our uniforms are very different. I'm sorry, but we cannot issue you a discount, but I can recommend an excellent eye doctor to you. And the manager walks away. I don't know what happened after because I was done paying and had to exit, otherwise I'd have held up the line. Oh, I'll tell you what, I love the sass from the manager at the end there. It wasn't technically needed, but it was very, very funny. And let's be honest, yeah, it is not that hard to spot a difference between an employee and a customer. Just because they're wearing the same color garment, it doesn't mean that it's the same uniform. I mean, come on, that's pretty obvious to the majority of the population, surely. And yeah, if you were wondering why the thumbnail is me with very strange eyes, well, it's because of what the manager just said. I thought it was too funny not to have us the thumbnail. Now moving on to our next story. Karen traps herself in a changing room after getting mad at me. This sounds way too good. This happened a long time ago, before this pandemic started. My mum and I were at Walmart shopping for stuff, possibly some groceries too. My mum finds like a shirt and wants to go try it on, so we head to the...
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Changing room. I'm waiting for her to try on the shirts and just looking at my phone while keeping an eye on our carts. My mum says to me, hey, OP, can you get a larger size? This one's a little bit too tight. So I get up and go find a bigger size for her. Now, after I find it and hand it to my mum, I go back to where I was sitting when I hear, excuse me. I look up and see Karen standing in a different changing room, holding up a shirt or some kind of clothing.
Here, get me a different size. This is too small for me.
I'm sorry, but I don't work here. Well, you helped the other women. Why wouldn't you help me? I was dressed in all black, not the Walmart uniform. I helped her because she's my mum and I don't have to help you if I don't feel like it. Besides, I don't even know where you got that from.
I got this from over there.
She points to a random direction.
It's not that hard to find. It's right in the opening, so be nice and go get it for me now.
I'm sorry, but I was told to watch the cart and stay here in case something happens to our stuff. But you can change back and go and get it yourself. Karen angrily huffs and slams the door shut hard. She might have slammed it too hard, because I notice the door to my mum's changing room shake a bit. A few minutes later, my mum comes out wondering what happened and what that yelling was about. I explain everything to her and we walk away from the changing room. She puts the shirt back because she couldn't find one that fits her. But as we were leaving, I recall hearing a rattling behind us, so I stopped, look around, and even wait a bit for the rattling to start again. My mum noticed I stopped and said to me, "Is something wrong?" I'm still looking around. I thought I heard some rattling. Maybe it was the cartwheel, since a lot of these wheels tend to rattle loudly and get squeaky after a while. Let's hurry, we've been here much longer than we should have and your dad might get mad. So we just walk away, where I eventually spot an actual employee and let her know about Karen needing help in the changing room, which she responded with, "Thanks, I'll head over and see what she needs." My mum and I head over to the grocery section, grab a few items before heading back to the checkout area. Now, while we were waiting in line, we hear over the PA system, "Can we get maintenance over to the changing room? We seem to have a bit of a problem here." We start laughing over the call. Now we can only assume what the problem could be, since we didn't see Karen leave the changing room. The cashier rings up our stuff and we head home for the evening, not wanting to hear what happened, since Karen might accuse me of not helping her and possibly claim that I trapped her in the changing room. Then again, that rattling. I hear it when we leave the area. It could have been Karen trying to open the door, but since my mum was in a hurry, we saved ourselves from Karen's full wrath. Oh, you know, part of me is kind of a little disappointed, OP, that you didn't go back and just make sure it was the Karen. Like, just check on her, see, "Karen, are you alright in there?" Hear her say, "No, I'm stuck," and then just, you know, get out of there and don't tell anyone. That would have been the perfect karma. I mean, look, it's not often in these stories that we do get a good bit of justice. But here, Karen was being toxic. I mean, you're wearing full black. That is not Target uniform. I'm from the UK and I know that's not Target uniform. Come on. Look, let's be honest. Asking you to go and get something for her, that's just her being lazy. I'm pretty sure she knew you didn't work there. So, yeah, she got what she deserved. Let's move on to the final story. Do you know where the instant potatoes are? Wow, what a weird title. This is actually a feel-good one, for a bit of flavour change. I do love the Wild Rager ones, but this one happened to me this week whilst grocery shopping, and I thought I'd share. For context, I was in my local Wegmans supermarket, best grocery store ever, and the uniform is khakis and some bright colour polo with logos and name tags. I'm wearing light blue shorts, an electric blue shirt, and a fanny pack across my chest. Kinda didn't look like an employee at all. Anywho. For some more context, I'm using their in-store scan app for faster checkout, and it makes my phone bleep loudly. So, like, I could understand navigating through mask life by sound, I might resemble an employee or at least an Instacart shopper. Now, I'm in the Asian cuisine aisle looking for rice. A woman, who is older, with a post-it note in hand and no smartphone to be seen, says to me, "Hey, excuse me, I'm in here shopping for a friend and she wants instant potatoes and I've never bought them and I have no idea where to look for them. Can you help me figure out where they are?" I'm already on my phone in their lookup app looking for the specific rice my fiance wanted at this time. I know they're nearby. Hang on, let me check. I search them and find them. Yeah, they're over in aisle 21B, just a couple over from here. As I said this, I turned and she saw the logo on my shirt that's clearly 30-something, never grew up and decidedly not an employee. "Oh dear, I'm so sorry. I thought you worked here. You're so kind to help me anyway, even though you didn't have to." Yeah, well, I had my phone out and the app open anyway. I figured I might as well save you trying to chase down an employee. Oh, look at you getting some good karma in. Thanks. And she wanders off to go grab her friend the Insta potatoes. Oh, you know, that is what we need a little bit more of once in a while. Just, you know, once in a blue moon, a story like this pops up and I'm like, yeah, you know what? It's a feel-good story. I want to show it to you guys. Guys, if you want more, you know, feel-good stories like this, drop a like on this video and I'll look for more happier stories. Let's be honest. I know what you're all thinking. Look, the funny stories are the ones where you see a Karen getting, you know, a little bit angry, getting some justice, something like that. But once in a while, as I've said, I like this sort of style as well.
You know, at this point, I'm so used to, you know, just coming across Karens who are so toxic, manipulative, just generally rude. And then you see a woman like this who is just, you know, overall polite, has no attitude, is genuinely looking for help, and is then grateful when you give her the help that she deserves. So yeah, I like this story a lot, and I hope you guys did too. Now, if you are still watching at this point, that means you are one of my core fans, and therefore, you may well enjoy my second channel. It is called Redditor Memes. It's behind the I button right now, and linked down below in the description and the pinned comment, and every single day I post a video on a variety of crazy subreddits. You know what? I'll include a little excerpt of my latest video right now.
Megalodon, the shark that lived about 60 million years ago.
Wait, what? How did he live 60 million years ago if the Earth is only 2,020 years old? I don't know, Silas, your legend. Well, he lived in the sea, not in the Earth. Oh my god, it got worse. I was not expecting that. A double facepalm. I can't believe it. So if you did enjoy that, make sure to go and subscribe. The link is down in the description and the pinned comments. So guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/I Don't Work Here Lady. If you want to watch all of my r/I Don't Work Here Lady videos, then don't worry. I've got a lovely little playlist right there. Secondly, if you aren't already, it's completely free to subscribe to my channel. So you might as well. The button is right here. Just click it. Same time, same place every single day. Don't miss them, guys. They're fantastic. Like this one. Have you enjoyed it? Well, then, yeah. Click the button.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.